Live. We are launching in hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, we go to Anthony in Canada. You were just beginning to tell us in the last hour, Anthony, that you were out for a walk recently at about 2 a.m. when you saw somebody being, what apparently was being harassed by the police or questioned, and so you decided to observe. What happened?
So I was standing across the street, and it was raining out, so I had an umbrella in one hand, and I happened to be on the phone with my brother at the time, so I had my cell phone to my ear in the other hand, and when they were done with this person, they let him go, he started walking away, and then they waited for traffic and to pass. They were obviously coming across the street to talk to me. And so they came up and asked me what I was doing. Apparently they found it odd that I would be out at 2 in the morning. And, you know, even though it's a public street and there's still business open. And they wanted to know, you know, why I was standing across the street watching them. Apparently they used the common excuse that I hear a lot is they felt threatened. Where somehow two men with guns, you know, felt threatened by somebody just observing whose hands were tied and clearly visible. So I mentioned, of course, that I was a peaceful person and, you know, I certainly didn't interfere with their activities or anything, and they acknowledged that. I mentioned that I just wanted to make sure everything was all right. You know, I saw this person being stopped.
Sure.
And they asked me, of course, if I had any ID on me, which I mentioned that, well, I'm not legally obligated to provide you with any. And they kind of let that go.
Nice.
One thing I will give Canadian cops credit for is that they tend to be a little bit better than U.S. cops from what I've seen.
And from what I've seen, too, and I don't live there. From what I've seen, I agree with you. Canadian cops are a little more low-key.
Yeah, well, and I also lived in the U.S., so I do have, you know, something to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to know, though, why I was out at 2 a.m. and, you know, what I was doing. And then they mentioned that they smelled alcohol.
Oh. And did they? Had you been drinking? Had you been drinking?
I'd had a few drinks earlier in the night.
You are
so
Canadian.
Of course, they didn't know who I was on the phone with, but I mentioned, you know, right away when they said that, now they're claiming to smell alcohol is a reason to keep me. And he said, oh, no, that's, you know, not what we're doing. But he said, you know, can I get closer to find out? And I found that really odd that he asked me if he could, you know, get closer to me.
Yeah. No.
which also, by the way, you know, they have, they have the, intimidation factor already where they, the authority figure where they, you know, they had one cop standing on one side of me, one on the other.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not in a position where I can really argue with them too much.
Oh, they've got guns and who knows what other implements of destruction on their belt.
Exactly. But I kind of sidestepped that question, and I maybe I screwed up here, but I, you know, this is my first encounter really with, not going along with everything the police say. But
it's easy to look back.
Is that illegal?
Right. It's easy to look back and be really super critical of yourself, but you should be congratulated for doing what you did. Number one, for looking out for your fellow man to ensure that he was, whoever that victim was of police harassment, was not
being... You don't know whether the police were harassing him or whether they were doing their job in a proper manner. You have no idea. I understand that it certainly can happen, and it's good that you watched him, but to make the assumption shows one is taking a bigoted stance.
I am biased, absolutely, because these people hurt peaceful people as part of their job. So I think that you did the right thing, and you should be congratulated for that, and you said no, and you refused to be completely obedient to these people, and it's not not an easy thing to do the first time out. So awesome job. What else do you want to share?
Well, and to Mark, I got to say that you also need to understand that this guy, clearly there was nobody else around him, and it was early in the morning. He didn't appear to be harming anyone, and even if he had, I think he's still guaranteed certain rights as far as, you know, certain things that the police should not abuse. And so I just tried to be there to look out for
him. I have no problem with you standing there watching. I have no problem with you standing there watching these the cops. And I do have a problem, really, honestly, with them coming over and asking you questions about standing there and watching. But likely it's because they're just not used to it. And, you know, so they're curious. Also, police sort of have a role in society to, kind of give a little nudge to the people that might be on the edge just to see if they crack and go crazy on somebody, and that somebody would then be them. So they kind of take the role as a bully, and they didn't do it in this instance, but they sort of did it. It's like, hey, you got a problem? You know, that kind of thing.
What are you looking at?
That kind of thing. And so,
well, and that's just the problem. They're not used to having their authority challenged.
Sure.
So when someone does observe and watches out, then they seem to be really interested in that and
right.
want to question that person, if not intimidate them.
But it didn't work too well on you. How did it all come to a close?
Well, they eventually they ended up, you know, sending me on my way. I tried to be respectful in the whole thing. They said, have a good night. I said, well, thanks, you too, and kept walking.
Yeah, there's no reason to not be respectful. There's no reason to be rude. We need to keep the higher ground. We need to not lower ourselves to the level of a violent thug or whatever. And I'm not saying all cops are that way.
No,
but at the
same time, I want to assert that, I mean, one should definitely assert their rights. There's a difference between being disrespectful and standing up for yourself and your rights.
Absolutely. There's a difference between being respectful and being submissive. I think that's
right.
Something that a lot of people miss. In fact, I was talking with Cynthia, who's one of the politicians, the city councilors here in the Keene area. She had sent me an email right. recently asking me about Sam and how he's doing in jail, because, well, she's finding that over time she's coming to to have some empathy, apparently, or at the very least sympathy.
She's concerned.
She's concerned for Sam, and so
shows what a nice lady she can be.
Well, yeah, I think she is a nice lady. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And of course, in a couple of closing points, Sam definitely, I've been following his story, and I really appreciate what he's doing, you know, not just for my rights, but for everyone else's, by putting his own freedom and his own life on the line. And I was reading his jail blogs over there at freekeen.com, and something he said that really resonated with me was just the fact that, you know, the state kind of relies on fear to control people.
Sure it does.
But if you don't fear them, if you don't allow them to have that power, then they really lose much of how they're able to rule.
And it's just a man in a robe.
Is where people don't accept that anymore.
Then they just become men wearing costumes. I mean, there's a man in a robe calling himself a judge. There's a man in a costume with a shiny badge calling himself a cop.
A really funny-looking hat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was really nervous during this, of course.
Sure.
It was my first encounter and actually sticking up for myself, but I think it was either Toby or Nick, who was on the show last week, had said, you know, just doing a little bit of, you know, disobedience or, you know, a little bit of standing up for your rights. I really felt that I walked away with a sense of empowerment from that. And
awesome.
You know, their idea is that they want to give, you know, they want to show they're the authority figure and they want to instill a sense of fear in you. But I didn't leave with that. I really walked away with, I felt good about myself after that, and I want to do more of it. It only encouraged me to continue.
What an encouraging phone call, an awesome story, and I thank you for taking that risk, because it is a nerve-wracking experience going up against these guys. In many cases, it will end nicely, but there's always that slight chance that you'll encounter some rogue cop who has no problem whatsoever taking a billy club to your head or something like that, or pulling a taser and just, you know, torturing you with it. You never know, and that's why it's intimidating, and that's why you get really nervous. So these are men that are willing to do violence and throw you in a cage if they decide they don't like it for some reason. So, well done.
That's why I completely appreciate what Sam and others like him are doing, and everyone there in the Free State Project.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank them all for looking out for my rights.
Very good, sir. And thank you for beginning to stand up for your own. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We get a lot of features. We give them all away, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. So we were talking a few moments ago with Anthony in Canada, and he had the opportunity the other night to exercise his rights a little bit, to stand up for himself, to not be completely subservient, to be to not be completely supine. Isn't that lying on one's back?
I think so.
In the face of the so-called authorities, the men with the badges and the guns. He had encountered some police on the street in his area of Canada at about 2 a.m. He watched them as they were, I presumed they were harassing somebody, Mark, because, well, if they see somebody walking on the streets alone at night, they tend to bug them. It's happened to me. I know that's something that's very well a possibility. And so after he had finished observing what the police were doing to somebody else, they then came over to harass him or ask a bunch of questions. Now, he'd probably have rather moved on his way and gone to McDonald's, which is what his intention was. That's why he was out walking late at night. He was just enjoying the night. But the police decided they wanted to needle him with a bunch of questions, and he did a pretty good job of standing up for himself. And I said I had that there's a big difference between being obedient and being respectful. And he pointed out that he was respectful to the police. And there's no reason not to be. There's no reason to be mean. There's no reason to be nasty. We have to understand that a lot of these bureaucrats got into their positions, many of the police too, to do the right thing. Because they thought that what they were doing was helping. And it turns out that, well, a lot of what they do hurts people. And some of them are aware of that, some more so than others, but there's very little that they feel they can do about it, and that's a whole other issue. But nonetheless, these are people, they're human beings, they're fallible, we're all fallible, we can all make mistakes, and they deserve a chance at being forgiven and doing the right thing. Now, are they going to do the right thing tomorrow because a handful of people decide to stand up for their rights? No, but standing up for your rights is the first step in a process towards change.
I agree.
And so he should be congratulated for that. But I wanted to expound a bit on the conversation I've been having with Cynthia, who is a local politician here in the Keene area. She is a city councilor. She hosts a local talk show on Saturday morning. So her and I have had a lot of interaction over the last couple of years. And Cynthia had emailed me out of the blue a couple weeks back asking about Sam, who is our friend and co-host on this show, who's in jail still. In fact, he's now been in jail for over 4 weeks, now into his fifth week in jail because he dared to record video in a allegedly public court lobby and then refused to give up his name, or rather utilize his so-called right to remain silent. The judge in that case decided, well, if you don't want to tell us your name, we're just going to keep you in a jail cell without trial forever.
In indefinite period of time. Right. It's crazy.
So it is a crazy case. And so Cynthia emailed me to reveal that she's basically finding herself caring about Sam. And she's a little confused about why she cares about Sam.
I'm very upset about what's going on with Sam. I mean, obviously, I agree with him, too, whereas Cynthia probably, you know, she'd just rather the whole thing went away, and that's kind of like how she likes her community, to just everything to go along fine.
Right,
and I understand.
Exactly. She wants to go along to get along, and when somebody goes out there and does civil disobedience, it makes her very upset. And as we've posited before on this show, the reason why she's likely so upset is because she's being forced, you know, in a roundabout way. She is by
she's
seeing
being confronted.
What's happening. She's being confronted with the violence that is inherent in the system that she is a part of and has been an active supporter of probably for her whole life. And this is an older lady. You know, she's probably in her 60s or 70s. I'm not sure how old she is.
I don't know how old.
Somewhere up there, I would guess.
39.
So she's had a long time to be involved in just deeply involved in this system. And now she's seeing it for exactly how inhumane it truly can be. And it makes her very uncomfortable. So this is what she wrote to me yesterday. Excuse me, this morning she wrote this. Can't you convince Sam to just give the authorities his name and end this whole thing? She mentions a couple of local guys. They had a film made inside the courtroom a few weeks ago, and I was
just out of curiosity, Cynthia. You have it's a little easier for her to say talk to Judge Burke than it is for you to talk to Sam. Can't she convince Judge Burke to just say follow the law?
Well, that would
instead of just making crap up.
Yeah. That would require her to apply a little more critical thinking to this matter than she has so far.
Right. I mean, I understand where she's coming from. I wish Sam would just go ahead and give his name, too.
No,
I'm not rooting.
He's doing the right thing. I wish Sam would eat.
He's going to hurt himself.
I wish Sam would eat. If he would eat, then he's not going to hurt it. He would not hurt himself, right?
Okay,
if he would eat, then he could just sit there and not give his name.
That's what concerns me the most.
So she says, oh, a couple of local guys went into the court and they were making a film and they were allowed to do it because they asked Judge Burke nicely and explained why they thought the story had merit. She says, my mother always said you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar, and it's still true. I just think we should all choose the hills we're willing to die on, and Sam shouldn't lose his health. And
so which hill is Cynthia willing to die on? Because I know that she's not, she doesn't like the idea of people getting a free day on the parking meters, and she doesn't like special days where the parking meters don't get paid on. Are parking meters the hill that Cynthia's willing to die on?
I don't think she's willing to die on a hill.
Americans, Keeniacs, New Hampshireites, none of them have a hill they're willing to die on. Sorry.
They wouldn't know the hill if they saw it.
Right. The hills keep on getting taken away from them, and they don't even know they're getting taken away.
She has said on the air on her radio show, she goes along and gets along, so obviously she doesn't have a hill. She says that should choose the hills we're willing to die on, and Sam shouldn't lose his health and his credibility over minutiae.
This is not about minutiae. This is about the ability to film bureaucrats while they're doing their jobs. These are our public servants.
Freedom of the press.
It's a system that is out of control.
It's the First
Amendment. And the only way you're going to have any chance to keep get these people under control is by being able to videotape them. It's the first stinking amendment, Cynthia. It's a hill to die on.
You know, I agree with you completely. In fact, as an interesting aside, the activist came out to that same court this morning because one of the disorderly six, that's kind of our fun little name for the six people that were arrested for standing around in the same court lobby that Sam was arrested for recording video in.
And if it was any other group, you would call it the Keen Six. However, the expectation is, and the likelihood is that there'll be a great deal more civil disobedience here and a lot more people involved in it. So you wouldn't want to use up that term Keen Six, because then you'd have the Keen Five later, the Keen 23.
I don't know. We haven't thought that far.
So I love the Disorderly Six. It's a cute name.
So one of the Disorderly Six had an arraignment this morning. They scheduled them out over a couple of days. So they didn't put them all in the same one. So the first one, Richard, had an arraignment this morning, and I would say, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 activists showed up for this. And it's just an arraignment. He was going to go in there and bring up go not guilty or not plead at all. And of course, then they'll put a plea in for you of not guilty. But what I found interesting was that it was a relatively uneventful morning, in that two people showed up with video cameras.
In the hallway?
Yes. And they were not recording in the hallway, but they were able to get the cameras into the court this time without filing a motion. So but we've gone from no cameras in court to you can have a camera in if you file a motion, and now we're back to the situation that we had 6 months ago or 8 months ago where you can bring a camera in, no problem.
Silly, arbitrary laws that, how could you expect people not to get arrested over this crap?
So will they keep it this way? Will they continue to allow the freedom of the press in this courtroom, or will it arbitrarily change in two more weeks? We'll find out. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation, absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazardRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazardRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Fortune Magazine calls LegalZoom.com blessedly simple. LegalZoom.com provides all the necessary incorporation documents, ensures that they're filled out correctly and filed with the appropriate government authorities for a pittance as far as the fees go. I've used it. It is fast and easy. You can go to LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save an additional $10 off your first order. LegalZoom.com.
All right, so I want to share the rest of this little interaction I've had with a politician, a local politician who has admitted to being very uncomfortable. We live here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, and it's kind of the hub of liberty-minded civil disobedience and non-cooperation. I wish I could say there was a lot more of it going on across the country, but it's just not. Hopefully someday it will be, and we'll be able to report on it. But right now, it seems to be mostly happening in the Keene area, and so one of the local politicians is made very uncomfortable by any mention of any plans, let alone the actual carrying out of said plans, but even the mention of the plans to engage in civil disobedience, very upsetting to her, because she's somebody who is so indoctrinated with this pro-state belief within the system that she believes that, well, if you want to change the system, use the system. And the people that are engaging in the civil disobedience and the non-cooperation have tried to use the system in the past.
Not to mention the system is, from where I've lived in my life, the system is set up so that old retired people run it.
And like this lady.
Well, it just is. I mean, they pay these people, the people in charge, a pittance. Now, the bureaucrats, you can work your way up and have your mind scalded from the ability to even think for yourself mm-hmm. by moving up into the higher echelons of the bureaucracy, if you wish, but usually pro-freedom people are not trying to become city planners and city managers and things like that. It's just not a career direction that they go. Often they'll be convicted by their beliefs and say, oh, I don't want to be a police officer. I don't want to be a teacher because I'll be working for the government. So there's not many places for people that believe in the concepts of small government or no government or liberty or whatever you want to call it. It's not many places for them to go in the system. It's difficult.
Right. But that's what she wants us to do. She wants us to stay in the system, use the system, because anytime civil disobedience happens, it usually results in the system showing itself for what it truly is. For it usually results in the system revealing the violence, revealing the gun in the room, as we have tried to point out to these people again and again, that everything the government does, every program, whether it's the most benign appearing program like the Weather Service or welfare or something like that, every government program is backed up by the threat of violence. In that, if you decide you no longer wish to pay for it, that you wish to opt out, then eventually they're going to come after you. And eventually they're going to take you and put you in a prison cell because of your opting out. So everything's backed up by the threat of violence. But the people, the nice folks that are running the government, that, they believe they're doing the right thing, they don't want to see the gun in the room. They don't want to believe that it exists. They don't want to see the
violence
happen.
They certainly don't
want
to be told about it.
They don't want to be associated with it. Who would? Who would want to be associated with aggression against one's neighbors? Who would want to stand out there and accept the mantle of violent thug? Who would want that? Who would want to be seen as supporting a system like that? So brush it under the rug. Keep it out of my face. I don't want to see this. Sam, why don't you just give up your name? Our friend Sam, sitting in a jail cell now, going on his full fifth week here soon, for not giving up his name. He's being held indefinitely. She asks, why don't you just give in? Why not just give in, Sam? End this. They'll stop hurting you if you just say uncle. Say uncle, Sam. So she asks me why can't I convince him to do this? And so here's what I wrote her back. Cynthia, first, thanks for continuing to converse with me. It's how we can both grow in our understanding. I agree with your honey statement, because she had made the statement that her mother always said, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar, basically saying that you should ask permission to record in the courtroom, and you should submit yourself to these bureaucrats to get what you want from them.
Oh, you can smile while you tell them you're going to record. How's that?
Well, and what I tell her is, I said, well, I agree with your statement about the honey thing, and that's how I live my life, but there's a difference between being courteous and submitting, however, especially when it comes to the concept of the state. Now, if one has a right to exercise freedom of the press, one need not ask anyone's permission to do so in a public place. Same thing with any right. If you've got a right to bear arms, you shouldn't need to ask for permission to do so, especially in a public place. If one must ask for permission, then we're talking about a privilege and not a right. Blind obedience to authority is dangerous, and exactly why we are where we are today in society with an insanely large and violent state demanding that we ask permission to do virtually everything but breathe. Now, I'd like to convince Sam to eat, personally, but I don't think that he should give in on the name issue. They already know his name. But because they won't schedule a trial without Sam giving them his name, they have made it clear that this is about submission and obedience.
Yeah.
And that's what it's always about, of course. That's why I went to jail over not sitting fast enough. I ask permission when I'm dealing with other voluntary individuals because I respect their claims on their property. I will operate by their rules because I consent voluntarily to them, else I could leave. Now, you could respond to my statement by saying, well, if you don't like Keene's rules, you can leave. And I believe she said something similar to that in the past. And you'd be right if the city of Keene is indeed the owner of all the property here, meaning that those of us who own are just glorified renters or modern-day serfs. Are you prepared to make that claim? As the people calling themselves the state refuse to interact with me on a voluntary basis and instead choose aggression, they do not even deserve courtesy, but that's still what they get from me. It's why we can have conversations. There's no point in me being angry at you. I know your intentions are good. I understand that seeing the violence inherent in your organization makes you uncomfortable. It should. I am peaceful, and I will not aggress against my neighbors. I wish I could say the same about your organization.
Ugh.
By the way, you'll be pleased to know that two people with cameras were allowed into district court today without any hassles or having to beg for permission. Will wonders never cease? Perhaps someday we'll stop aggression, abolish involuntary servitude, and evolve to a truly peaceful and voluntary society. So, too harsh, Mark, you think?
The organization that you represent, that was kind of harsh for me. I mean, you know,
Hey, man, it's the truth, though, right? I mean, I was pretty nice in that letter, I think, generally with my approach. I am courteous to these people, even when they are doing violence to my friends. You know, I reached out and I shook the hand of one of the cops that arrested Dave Ridley. I sat down and I had drinks with him a few weeks ago. One of the other activists was arrested for recording video in that same courtroom. You know, I sat down. You met the same guy, Sturdy Thomas, one of the police lieutenants here. Sat down, had drinks with a man, had a conversation with him. They know how I feel about these things. And I'm not going to hide how I feel. I'm not going to hide what they are doing. I'm not going to candy coat that. But I am going to operate with courtesy toward them because I'm not going to be thug-like. I'm not going to lower myself to that
level
of vitriol and anger.
Right. You know, these guys that are just doing their jobs are going to have an easier time just doing their job if they can vilify and turn and, you know, and make the activists look like bad people.
And we're making that difficult for them by being communicative, by being open, by being friendly.
And I think I think there's a lot of steps going on in that direction. I find it heartening, and I believe we're going to see some progress in that arena.
I think so, and I think it's, you know, we're just on the cusp of it right now, and it generally across New Hampshire, more people are moving in here on a weekly basis now. I mean, if it's the springtime, people are coming here more so than they did during the summer, and more, I think, are coming. Lots of people planning to come out here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up this summer. Great excuse to come out to New Hampshire and be amongst like-minded people, to be in communion, if you will, with other people that love liberty and are willing to take action and do something about it. Because if I'm not the only one having these conversations with Cynthia, and I don't know, maybe I am at this point, more people coming here having these conversations with the people that are in the system are going to begin persuading over time. As long as you aren't using vitriolic invective and making these people and insulting them.
Yeah,
coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give them to you. Now, if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com. Whole list of things that you can do there. Most of them completely free. A few of them very low cost, like printing flyers, for instance. Go on over to promote.freetalklive.com and help us get Free Talk Live into more ears around the internet, around the world. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Dennis in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hello, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So me and Irina, we bought a house, and we're going to be moving house pretty soon. And we're moving to a slightly smaller town here in New Hampshire. And I thought, you know, what I ought to do is start practicing what I preach.
What do you mean?
Specifically around getting active and volunteering in the community, volunteering in the town, that kind of thing.
Wait a minute. You haven't been volunteering this whole time? You've been telling everybody to volunteer?
I mean, sort of, kind of, but not on any really significant basis, to be frank.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Well, now it's do as I do.
Okay, very good. What are you going to do?
So I Googled around, looking around the town website, and I found a bunch of committees that have a bunch of vacant places open. And apparently this is pretty normal in any town that you go to in New Hampshire. There's a bunch of little committees that they're all volunteer. No one gets paid to do them, but they sort of help the town run. And because they're all volunteer, there's always vacancies, right?
Sure.
So one of those is the recycling committee.
Nice.
And so now you know me. I got my little electric car. I'm all green. So
you got your green cred, no doubt about it.
Yeah, the Conservation Commission is calling your name.
Well, conservation is kind of hardcore. It's just a recycling committee. Their whole purpose is just help more people recycle in the town. That's it.
Okay. Is it a mandatory recycling town?
No.
Okay.
And it's one of those great towns where there are at least two, I think there are actually three different private companies that compete for your curbside trash pickup business.
That is one of the coolest things about living here in New Hampshire, as far as real life examples of how the marketplace can handle the government services that people are so used to. That nobody believes that a lot of people around the country can't believe the trash pickup could be done privately.
And they can't believe it can be done, at a market rate. The city must be subsidizing it in some way, and then poor people wouldn't have their trash picked up. That's the idea. However, here, poor people are getting their trash picked up, and they're getting it picked up more cheaply than you have to pay in most towns.
Well, of course, if you're really poor, what you do is you put all your trash in your car, your truck, and you drive it to the dump, and you dump it in the dump. There you go.
Yeah.
I love the fact that they're competing. There's a couple of competing organizations that want your business to pick up your trash. Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. So I walk into this little recycling committee. It's in the library. After hours in the library, they meet. And just the nicest people. They were so welcoming. Oh, wonderful. You know, if someone wants to volunteer, great. You know, give our meeting a test drive. We hope you'll join us. They were so nice. It was great. And what I found out was they had, for the last year, been working on implementing something that I love, a pay-as-you-throw, like pay-by-the-bag thing for the town. So, you know, you would actually have to pay based on the amount of, you know, refuse that you produce, which is great.
I like that.
Yeah, and they were doing this even though the town has no real control over the picking up of the trash. They had to do it by market incentives, by saying, okay, well, the town does own the transfer station, the dump, so the town could waive the fee for the people that come to dump trash there if they dump the trash, like with special bags. They got the whole thing worked out. It was quite interesting. But they were trying to add some kind of a market force to this, like rather than having a flat rate, you know, no matter how much trash you have, that it would be, you know, based on the amount of trash, that's how expensive it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just great.
That's how it works out here. They've got a weighing thing where you go in, you weigh your truck, and then you leave, and then you weigh again, and then you pay based on how much weight you've lost, basically.
Okay. Well, apparently they put this thing up after like a year of making PowerPoint slides and making their pitch and trying to show that it's not going to raise tax rates and stuff like that. They had a big town meeting last week, and apparently at the town meeting, this idea failed in the town meeting vote by, are you ready?
Three votes.
Three votes. What? That's me, my wife, and my four-year-old kid. That's three votes, right?
You know, so, it's not hard to have an effect here in New Hampshire, really. I mean, even in the political system, as you pointed out so many times, Dennis, sometimes there are things that'll just go by just a handful of votes. And so to say that the vote doesn't matter at the federal level, I think is pretty accurate. But to say your vote doesn't matter at a local level, I think is inaccurate. I think that...
they bought a big expensive truck in my town by one vote.
Really? Dennis, thanks for sharing that, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to really, you know, put out there that getting involved in these little town community type of a things, it's so easy. And it's like... it's like the opposite, in a way, of what you do with civil disobedience. Mm-hmm. It's towards the same end. But if, like, my dad taught judo when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And the thing that you learn is that a little guy, a little kid, can throw a big man by using his momentum against him. It just seems so obvious to me that getting involved in these little times, and of course, it helps a lot that, another free stater, Chris Lawless, who organizes the Liberty Forums, he got his start in the town in the recycling committee. So they kind of knew that, okay, Chris is an okay guy, and he's a libertarian. And so if I say something that sounds kind of libertarian, that's okay.
It's a great opportunity for the politically oriented people. You get into these positions, and you get to know the movers and the shakers, because a lot of the times in these committees, it's the people that have a little bit of time on their hands because they might be successful at business or something like that, that are on board, or sometimes it's the busybodies. But either way, you're getting to know
these. They need to be counteractive, though.
Yeah, you're getting to know these folks, and you're coming in there as a voice of reason and responsibility and freedom, and if you're persuasive, you'll start persuading people to your side.
And I think I did a good job being persuasive the best possible way. The first time you meet a bunch of people, I was quiet most of the time.
Yeah.
That is hard, but I did it.
Yeah.
I kept my trap shut. And it's so easy. You go to the town website, you click around, you find the word vacant. Oh, I'll show up in the next meeting. And chances are they'll be, oh, wonderful, we're glad you're here. It's so easy.
Very good, Dennis. Anything else on your mind tonight?
That's it. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. So if you feel like you have been spinning your wheels where you currently are, just listen to all of the success stories that are happening here in New Hampshire. I mean, they are just, it's one after another of people making connections and getting involved and doing something that is making a difference in the long term. And it's only just now getting started. What's so funny, Mark?
I'm just imagining that one guy that you showed me on the video that just gets up at the town meetings and rambles. Or that, not the town meetings, but he's out in California. He's got the glasses on. He's just hilarious. Rocco?
Rocco, yeah, Steve Rocco. That's his name. Yeah, he got elected on a fluke, basically. He was one of those, things where nobody really knows who they're voting for in the local elections. So this Steve Rocco character threw his hat into the ring for a school board slot, and he won. And he's crazy. he's a blast, though, at the same time, just watching him skewer the other politicians on the school board. Now, he is not a very respectful guy, okay? But it's still fun to watch him. So if you want to see Steve Rocco and him stirring up trouble on a California school board, these people hate Steve Rocco. These busybody moms that are on the school board, they can't stand this man. He comes in there with his cap on, wearing dark sunglasses. Into these meetings, brings a picture in with him, sets it up on the podium, and just starts rambling about it's
conspiracies
great.
And paranoia and things like that.
He also trashes on the existing status quo and the politicians and
fine. It's just hilarious to me, but it just goes to show really the pointlessness of voting because they. The fact is, a lot of people vote. For instance, in the presidential election, they'll also line up their local elections with the presidential election. Now, a lot of people want to go to the presidential election. It gets lots of media, and people know which guy they want. For whatever reason it is, they know which one they like, whether it's his winning smile or his policy his foreign policy. Whatever their reason is, they know they like it.
Mm-hmm.
However, what they don't know is who they think should be on the board for whatever reason of their city council or whatever, even the more obscure stuff. Who should be the election committee chief or whatever? Often people pick for no reason. They just whoever's top, some name that they like the last name. I like the letter V better than I like the letter S.
Totally.
I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous.
I'll admit to it.
I've done it too.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody admit it. You've done it, and this proves voting stinks.
Yeah. All right. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Read the Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.